Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joseph McKelley is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's an organizational consultant, but more importantly, he is he's the best-selling author of an outstanding book called The Starbucks Experience and also The Zappos Experience. I'm sure many of you have seen those and probably own those books. Well, he's got a new book out called Leading the Starbucks Way, Five Principles for Connecting with Your Customers, Your Product, and Your People. And he's here to launch this book. Joe McKelley, welcome to the show.
It is an honor to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Now, am I saying your last name correctly?
Well, you know, I go by McKelley, but I'll answer to anything.
Right? No, McKelley is what you'll get, because with a name like with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. Hey, Joe, Starbucks is I mean, it's. I can't think about Starbucks without thinking about the movie. Remember, Burt Lancaster and Katharine Hepburn. Do you ever see that movie, Starbucks, the Rainmaker?
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta think about that. And it was a great movie, a very dramatic movie. Starbucks story is a very dramatic corporate story too, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's a meteoric rise. It's, you know, it's a small business, literally. It was a tiny little coffee provider only product, tea and coffee ground. Didn't brew any coffee there in Seattle, Washington. Their goal was to make it as far as Portland, Oregon, in terms of a regional strategy. And they figured that out and broke the code to that and then some, and really got out of the business of just pushing ground beans and did a service company. The service wasn't just enough, so they had to create an experiential offering. And they are really a place to go for an experience over a cup of coffee nowadays.
Well, I have to say that I've been in a lot of places, and wherever I've gone to, where I've gotten, you know, good service and marginal service, but I don't think I've ever not gotten been served at a Starbucks that I didn't at least get a smile. I mean, the people there seem to enjoy themselves, and of course, I always have fun with them too. I always talk to them and tease them a little bit. But Starbucks is an amazing company, but it fell on hard times when Schultz left, didn't it? The first time,
he had to
come back and reboot it, didn't he?
Absolutely, he was, you know, the CEO and really kind of the brain behind the company for the longest time, and then he moved on to be a chief global strategist for the company, and at the time they picked up a CEO who had worked for Walmart and I think lost the concept of intimacy in the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. Very good at being able to get the product out in an efficient way, and distribution grew, and they were growing at 6 stores a day during that phase, but kind of outgrew the experience and outgrew the intimacy of the coffee house, and Howard came back and put it back together again. And third quarter of 2013 was record breaking in terms of earnings for Starbucks.
Right.
So clearly they're back.
Well, no question about it. But Starbucks, now here's the thing that I think is one of the keys for Starbucks. They have good coffee, but you know, you can get good coffee a lot of places. In fact, I know some stories where there was a little local coffee shop in town, and Starbucks came in around the corner. And that little company's still doing great. You know, it's not like they have the only great coffee in the world. It's more than coffee, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I frankly, you know, I go to Starbucks a lot, but I also go to a lot of local coffee shops. And frankly, I think there's a different value proposition. You know, some of the things that got Starbucks back on track were the things that small businesses do so well when they execute. And for example, in the book, we talk about Savor and Elevate. And I think small businesses are ones that really often fall in love with the product. That's how they got into the business in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They love their product. Whereas, you know, if you go to a big box, let's say I'm into hiking and climbing, you go to a big box hiking and climbing store, a lot of those people have never hiked or climbed in their lives, right? So, but the people who open the small one down the corner. That's, they got into it because they couldn't find the gear that they wanted. So I think that, that having such a passion for your products and turning your customers on to the nuances and benefits of your products through your passion, that's something that small business has that, that will beat Starbucks left and right, and, you know, on most days. But Starbucks does a really good job for a company of its size to bring that passion into its work.
One of the tough things for big company CEOs to do is to leverage a positive attitude, the values of the company, to leverage those all the way out, to extend them all the way out to the last mile of the corporation. I believe Starbucks does that as well as anybody does. But the thing that I think is such a big deal about Starbucks, and they when they serve coffee, they also serve an experience. And if I could tell small business owners to do one thing that Starbucks does, it would be to make people think about the experience with you when they think about buying whatever you sell. What do you think?
Well, you know, and Jim, there have been a lot of people who have said things like, you know, our brand is what people say about us when we're not around. And I think when you talk about experiences, you're trying to build in the mind of the customer something that they're readily going to say to their friends and family that are going to refer them back into your business. So absolutely, Starbucks has defined the experience. It's uplifting moments. Literally, the goal is when you come in not only to serve you a great cup of coffee, but to also create a couple of uplifting moments. It's mass retail, so they don't have a lot of time to become your best friend. They're not like the Ritz-Carlton, which I've written about in a book called The New Gold Standard, where they really want to be your mama. You know, at the end of the day, they want to nurture you so much that it's kind of like you went into mama's home. It's not like that at all at Starbucks. It's a quick hit, but it should, you know, if you had a really crappy day, somebody should smile at you and look at you as if you mattered and hand you a cup of coffee.
One of the things you talk about, one of the five principles, is savor and elevate. Tell us what that means.
Well, it really means that at the end of the day, you got to teach your people that you touch a product, you got to make it better. You know, as a retailer, or if somebody comes into your life, they could get that thing online, right? So if they're going to get whatever it is online, they're not going to get any kind of enriched experience. However, if they come into your building, then you're going to have to figure out a way to elevate it. Even if you are an online retailer, you're going to have to figure out a way to create a website that savors and elevates the experience and teaches people about products. And that's where someone like Zappos comes in, where they literally have done a lot of enriching experiences through video to make people have that sense of almost walking into a store.
Right.
So, you know, that's where it all comes from, is it's picking your product and making it better.
We got more of these fundamentals to talk about. We got at least four more. We're going to cover those in the next segment with our new friend Joe Michelli. The new book is called Leading the Starbucks Way, and we're going to talk about those four of those five principles after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.